For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Anthony Victoria. Courthouse arrests by ICE have been ramping up across California, especially at the Rancho Cucamonga Courthouse, where raids have become almost a daily occurrence. Two state lawmakers have introduced bills that aim to curb raids at courthouses. The Rancho Cucamonga Courthouse is near a busy intersection with a lot of foot traffic. Volunteers with immigrant rights groups are usually on site to inform people of color about the presence of federal agents.
Sir, ICE is here in the parking lot, okay? The ICE, immigrant.
On a recent Thursday, federal agents arrested three people coming out of court. One man was coming out of the courthouse and looking for his son in the parking lot when immigration agents and vehicles descended.
Hey, you're taking my property, sir.
Minutes later, four agents pinned him against the vehicle and arrested him. Immigration officers would arrest two more men that day.
We're pressed. Do you have a warrant?
Yeah, we sure do.
Can you show us the warrant, please?
Despite saying they had a warrant, immigration agents didn't present it. But in a statement, the Department of Homeland Security said the three men arrested had criminal convictions ranging from assault to battery. Andrea Garcia is a deputy public defender with San Bernardino County. She's also the co-chair of the Immigration Committee at the California Public Defenders Association.
We have been receiving reports of increased ICE arrests across the state, even in counties where there had been little to no ICE arrests.
Garcia says these ICE operations have chilling effects for everyone involved in the justice system, not just undocumented immigrants. She says ICE's presence is impacting criminal investigations in civil, family, and probate courts too, because immigrants and people of color are increasingly afraid to show up.
In all these types of cases, there are witnesses that may be attending the proceeding that are affected by this increased rate of ICE arrests occurring.
Two state senators from Southern California have introduced bills in response. Susan Rubio, who represents the San Gabriel Valley and Pomona, has introduced a bill that will allow people to schedule remote court hearings. Rubio says that will let people take part in the legal process without having to take the risk of immigration agents detaining them at the courthouse.
We're giving them a court date, and they're trying to follow the law. They're doing everything that we ask them to do, and they're being punished. They're being terrorized, and essentially they're being kidnapped.
State Senator Eloise Gomez-Reyes says watching videos of the arrests at the Rancho Courthouse were sickening. She represents San Bernardino County. Reyes's bill will require federal agents to identify themselves and present judicial warrants when making arrests within 1,000 feet of a courthouse. She acknowledges the bill would be difficult to enforce, but said lawmakers need to show some fight.
The message has to be that there have to be restrictions. They're stalking the court proceedings, and then they are following people outside to the parking lots. But it is based on how they look, how they speak, the language they speak, where they work. This is indiscriminate arrest being made by ICE agents.
DHS said politicians who refuse to cooperate with federal agents are putting their own constituents in danger. But Rubio, the state senator from West Covina, disagrees. She says DHS agents are reckless with their arrest and don't follow the law.
They'll know that we're fighting hard and we will continue to push back. We're going to be loud and we're going to protect one another. That's what we do.
Rubio says she's committed to making sure everyone has constitutional rights to due process. At KVCR, we work every day to bring you news you can trust. With your support, we've been able to grow our newsroom and provide important coverage on key issues like immigration, the environment, and local politics. But with your help, we can continue doing more. Help keep independent local journalism strong by donating at kvcrnews.org or by calling 877-512-8843. Thanks for supporting your public radio station, KVCR.